Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up Thursday, June 24th, live from Emporia, Kansas. It's the Tall Grass Auction. Then put on your calendars, 5th through the 9th of July is Week in the Rockies for 2021, live and direct from Loveland, Colorado. As always, you can find out more information about these sales and other information for on Superior Livestock at SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 1-800-422-2117.
Hi, my name is Leanne Vanderlaan, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes a farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Lots of information to sift through from the latest crop progress set of numbers, both for our wheat harvest as well as our spring crop conditions. Winter wheat harvest now 17% done nationally. That's 9 points behind the five-year average, 10 points behind last year's pace. We're up to 58% of the Texas crop now harvested. They jumped up from 30% a week earlier. Oklahoma goes from 10% up to 50% done now, and that's a lot closer to probably reality compared to the number of a week ago, but we're still 16 points behind the five-year average. Oklahoma Wheat Commission, by the way, in their Monday afternoon report said we're now 55% harvested. The state of Kansas now 13% harvested. That's compared to 23% at this point a year ago. 24% is their five-year average. Now, spring planted crops. Interesting numbers indeed. Let's talk about the crop conditions for the most part. Corn crop condition at 65%. That's down 3 points from a week ago, but down 5 points compared to June 6th. And the numbers compared to June 6th are very revealing. We're really dropping in crop condition rather significantly on this corn crop in a hurry. The I states down, Illinois down 10 points compared to June 6th at 64% good to excellent. Indiana, not too much, down 3 points at 70%. But Iowa, big corn producing state of Iowa, 56% now in good to excellent shape. That's down 21 points compared to June 6th. 59% of the Kansas crop rated in good to excellent shape. That's down 17 points compared to the 6th of June. Soybean crops at 60% now. It's down a couple of points compared to 1 week ago. Looks like the grain sorghum crop, 73% rather, good to excellent shape. That's down 1 point compared to a week ago. Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas sorghum crop conditions all looking very, very good at this particular time. Cotton crop actually improves compared to a week ago. Now 52% in good to excellent shape. That is up 9 points compared to just a week ago. We've got Texas crop now at 33% in good to excellent shape, 49% in Kansas, but 87% of the cotton crop in Oklahoma that's planted is in good condition, nothing in excellent shape, 13% in fair. So that's the entire crop in Oklahoma, but we're behind normal as far as getting it into the ground. We only have 75% of the expected acres now planted. So we're running out of time to get this crop successfully planted here in 2021. You've got farm news on Ron.
When OSU launches a new beardless wheat variety, they want it right on all fronts, just like the bearded varieties. Yield, quality, versatility. OK Corral marks the emergence of OSU's first new beardless wheat variety in over 10 years. OK Corral excels in every scenario imaginable, grain only, dual purpose, or hay production. It also protects against several outlaws in wheat country, such as Hessian fly, stripe rust, leaf rust, powdery mildew, leaf blotch, and even bacterial streak. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.